Hello and welcome back to Crazy Cat Conversations. I'm Duchess Zane.
And I'm Big Cat again with the big dick, baby. 3 inches hard. Let's go.
I can't. Oh, well, anyway, then mine is bigger than yours.
Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
I mean, you know.
Does it come in purple?
I mean, I do have a purple one. This is true. Mm-mm. You know, I got options out here, you know, for those that want them.
So what's up, baby? Que lo que?
Que lo que está pasando aquí, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Ouch. Bang my fucking weenus on the door.
Oh.
That's what I get.
I was going to say how you feeling today, but obviously you're in pain.
I'm feeling great, actually. Feeling motivated, dedicated. About to head to the gym. Get some tated. I don't know. I try to rhyme, but I fucking fail. Look, if it was up to me to get us out of the hood by my rap skills, let's just sell crack right now.
Yeah, that's it. We'd be going nowhere. Yeah, I'd be like, oh, we can't rely on that.
We go far with this crack business, though.
We do not condone the selling of drugs. Yeah. At least, especially guy not that kind.
Not that kind.
Like, no.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm feeling grateful that I'm smart enough to know not to try crack. Because.
Okay, yeah.
Some people are still trying it, like,
nigga,
like
what,
nowadays.
Like, who the fuck is gonna? Yeah, I mean, people are gonna do it.
I mean,
who the fuck gonna be like, yeah, that shit fucked up that nigga's life.
Like the whole generation.
Yeah, this shit fucking ravaged 1980s America.
Yeah.
Let me fucking go ahead. I think I got the golden DNA, nigga.
It's
that shit
2020.
Gonna
the crack must be new and different now. So like, I'm gonna go ahead.
High tech Mexican cartel shit. Shit make your eyes fucking bleed and shit. You don't want to do that.
I can't with it. No.
Shout out to our friend James Camp.
Always
positive feedback, Poppy.
We love you.
I love you. You know what I'm saying?
Awesome. You know, Friendsgiving coming up.
Friendsgiving, Jim Scott, blah, 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 blah. Don't worry, if you don't manage to come, I'll
save you a plate.
Just save you a plate, bro.
There we go. That's
you go.
It.
Hey.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
I was thinking about seating arrangements.
What? Okay.
Yeah, I'm getting excited about that because I was thinking about like the way the table is going to be.
Yeah.
And then, you know, putting out the whole spread and shit.
Yo, we should have a fucking Thanksgiving fight. Just
no.
Like a big old fucking family argument.
Oh, keep it traditional?
Yeah, keep it traditional. Oh, yeah, that's why you voted for that motherfucker.
Well, there will be one Trump voter in attendance.
Oh, fuck. And then it's going to be like peas in a pod.
I mean, no. Like, we can have political discourse without conflict. We've been able to actually, like, have a friendship like that, which I respect.
That's good, right? Because you guys, what? You guys what?
Because we what? We agree
you
to disagree?
Pick your shit? Well, you pick... No, you pick your battles, right?
Yeah.
That's what I mostly want to talk about today. Picking your battles.
And alley-oop.
And alley-oop into today's...
You know what? I actually topic. Do. I do. You know what happens? A lot of times, like, me and him will start talking about something political. For example, we were talking about, you know, like, the ballots and the counting in the Senate third or where there's evidence. And he's like, well, what did they say? And, like, he was, like, asking me in a way as I was supposed to provide him some evidence of some kind.
Yeah, like they're always...
Yeah, you know, and like, and all I knew is that it was going to go into a rabbit hole of a discussion where each of us would start to feel more strongly in the opposite way,
yeah,
and it would build
like,
up to conflict.
Oh, yeah, you have that counter argument, but guess what? In 19 fucking whatever,
yeah,
this
yeah.
thing. Like,
so
fucking gotta...
I literally said to him, I was like, can we not?
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, but I want to know. And I was like, yeah, but I don't think it's a good idea. So can we just not? Let's talk about something else. And we did, you know?
Yeah.
So that's... I need to learn how to do that in other areas of my life.
I'd fucking say, yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. Should I fucking say it in the podcast?
I mean, you know, in a relationship.
You know what? All I'm going to say is, let's say you're having a great time with your friends, right? And then, for some reason, you know, or let's say you give your friend a great weekend. You take him out on a fucking... Whatever, you made him feel great, right? But you stop hitting him up on the week, or you don't hit him up as much. And you still, you know, want to make him feel hurt and whatnot. And you're like, yo, bro, I'm checking up on you. I'm doing all this shit. I'm going, you know, doing my shit, doing podcasts. And then your friend goes, you know what? No, I know it's fine. Like, you know, got no time. I'll talk to you later. It makes it weird. Okay, ask yourself this. Why the fuck, and I'm a curse.
I'm trying to follow you here, because I'm waiting for
it. Listen, why the fuck would I continue to invest and give you good times when all you're giving me is hard times at the end?
Think, well, hold up, did you just create a, play up some words right there?
Yes.
Why would you continue to give me good times if all I give you is hard times?
Yeah, so we have a great week. You and me have a great weekend, Kat, right?
Okay.
And then you're like, oh, why? I don't like. I mean, despite the great weekend, why did you do this? And you're just giving me hard times when I never do that. Why would I continue to give you good times?
I think that's when the picking and the choosing of the battles comes into place. Yeah. Because I think I got two sides for this. All right, I'm gonna go with the obvious answer, and then I'm gonna play devil's advocate.
We should have a segment on the show. It's called Duchess Say Fucking Devil's Advocate. Okay.
Yes.
That sounds like a great
actually
from now on Devil's Advocate.
Trademarked.
Set for homicides and desirables.
But okay. So I would say the obvious to that is like, why would you? You should not. You know what I mean? Like, and that comes and plays into the whole picking and choosing of the battles, right? So that would be the obvious of, is it worth it? If we just had a good time, you're going to ruin it, X, Y, and Z, right? And so then you got to think, no, let it go. And you don't say shit, right? But, devil's advocate. What if that person feels conviction in what it is that they're bringing up? You know what I'm saying? Like, let's say it's the end of the weekend and then we had a good weekend, but like you cancel some shit that we were supposed to do like on Monday. And like I'm complaining about it and I make a fuss about it because, you know, I got an attitude and shit.
Yeah.
And you're like, you just ruined our weekend. We just had a great weekend and now you're going to start the week like this and you're like mad at me for it. But I'm like, but you're the one that canceled. You get what I'm trying to say here?
That's not a good analogy. Like can you say something more extreme? Like, you missed my grandma's funeral. Like, I wanted you there, and you went to the game.
That's way different. That's fucked up. That's like...
Are you blowing shit out of proportion in your scenario or in your head?
Okay, wait. So when you ask me to, like, put more weight to it, what you're saying is that's kind of a way of giving the leverage for picking and choosing of the battle.
Yeah.
Like, did I miss the grandma's funeral? Or did we just have to cancel plans?
Did we get to Taco Tuesday night? You know what I'm saying?
And did we reschedule these plans?
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck. The devil got smaller.
That was devil's advocate. Good.
Yeah.
It's all about picking and choosing your battles. Dude.
I feel, you know, that sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Certain battles, you know, you can choose to skip them, right? But what if it's a repeat offense that you have to keep skipping? You know what I'm saying? Like, what if the complainer, for that matter, you know what I'm saying? The complainer.
So is it always the same complainer?
Okay, but hear me out. So if the complainant.
Devil's advocate.
Okay, so if the complainant, or whatever, I'm just saying this 3 million ways. If they haven't complained the first time, maybe they said something like the second time because they realized, okay, this is the second time, I gotta say something about it, right? Then they don't say nothing for a couple more times, and then eventually they say something about it again and they have an attitude. Like, are they wrong for that?
But my thing is, why the fuck would you have an attitude about something? Like, do you have... Let me ask you something. And I talked about this on Sons of Black Phillip.
Okay, talk to me.
Why the fuck would you...
I can't hear you.
I said, why the fuck would you spend time and energy being mad about something when you could do something else?
That's true.
Because when you bring conflict to your partner, do they not get to, you know, defend themselves? Because when you attack somebody, you're going to naturally attack back. They're going to attack even worse when they feel like they didn't do nothing wrong.
But it's not always an attack. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Words are an attack. You know, like conversation and communication is not by default an attack. Can it be? Yes, indeed it can.
Katharina.
But what? That's what I'm saying. Just off the cuff words don't have to be an attack. They don't have to be perceived that way. But they definitely are able, depending on how they're delivered.
It also depends on the consistency of the usage of these words. Imagine if I just flick you on the same spot.
Ow,
right? It'll be annoying.
Over.
Imagine that shit 3 million times. I will slap the shit out of you.
Look.
I don't condone domestic violence.
Okay, because we was like, you don't even want to slap back, right?
Yeah.
We're speaking metaphorically, got it.
Yeah, sure.
Who makes the food?
Yeah.
What?
I can kill you. On. Yeah. You really want to have a pissing match with me?
I will piss on your fucking teeth.
My bladder is full, bitch. Come with
you. Your bladder is always full because you never go to the bathroom. Like.
I don't. I got to drink my water. Yes, yes. I almost had to hide.
Hey, everybody, drink a gallon a day.
Drink a gallon a day. You know?
Keep yourself lubricated out here.
It fixes right pussy disease.
I'm done. It fixes crusty cock disease, too. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Out here for all the masses.
Does the cock self-lubricate? Does it
I mean, up? Certain types do.
Yeah. Shout out to Team Foreskin.
Woo-hoo.
Fortnite. No.
Okay. Oh, here with a little extra protection.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, put your hood up, cocksucker.
I can't. He's like, I can't.
Yeah,
I can't. Damn it. Yeah. Fucking, man, genital mutilation. I believe that male circumcision.
That's not, I'm not going to go into that.
You want to go into that today?
Well,
you know what I say?
It's a village in Uganda.
For the record, let genitals be as they are from when they're born.
Yeah, I don't care if that's part of fucking religion. You can suck a dick.
And, you know, I mean, no disrespect to people's beliefs, but that's my opinion.
If it has to do with cutting baby penises, is wrong.
Yeah, I agree.
Or that's barbaric.
Yeah, you know, but, like, you know, people have their, you know.
Yeah, but people can be barbaric.
This is valid points you bring up here. Damn, you're getting better, babe. Look at you.
Well, my college words.
No.
Look at me. A nigga got 92 college credits. He feel like he got Stephen Hawking up in the building.
Oh, yeah. You're writing things. Tell me about the universe. You know what I'm saying? Like,
the universe is so big that it doesn't matter some little shit in life that's going on. So that's why we must pick our battles.
Baby, did you bring it back?
I sure did.
You fucking
like a
lasso,
back. Nigga.
Wow, I love it. I'm here for the Golden Lasso, Wonder Woman fan. But, yeah, it's the Lasso of Truth, by the way. So you really did bring that shit back. I think I've become better about picking and choosing my battles, but I think that it also plays into people's chill. Like, some people are more tightly wound than others, you know? And so the people that are able to just chill, man, you know, they can pick their battles more so. And I think that there's also a level of, like if you're high-strung, like, and you're very particular about things, maybe, you know, slight OCD tendencies, you might feel that all the battles are worth fighting in their own way.
I hate a nigga with OCD, bro. Yo, your boyfriend be killing me with that shit. I'm sorry. He's my best friend, so I'm gonna talk shit. Yo, that nigga, he got like a Stuart Little complex, son, bro.
Like, Stuart Little?
He live in the Simpsons world, son, bro.
I
real.
Can't. You know, he's just trying to make sure he's doing everything right.
Nigga.
Leaving a trail of dirt behind him. But still,
you being spicy now?
Well, I'm not saying that he's dirty.
Picking battles, ladies and gents. Picking battles.
Meaning mess. Like, you know he was there because something's out of place. Like, that's what I mean.
He OCD for the wrong shit.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Well, I'm not agreeing with that, so.
Well, I'm going to say it. Like, I know he had a bowl of cereal if one of these cabinet doors is open. Like, I know. Like, that's what I'm trying to say.
You know who's been here.
Yes.
Like, if you got to track him in the forest, if you get lost, you know, like, hold on. These leaves are in the perfect pattern, but somebody left the dishes on.
I'm like, wait a minute. I see a raw wrapper's paper over here. Follow that trail.
Damn. Shout out to Lean Cat. Go fuck yourself. Anyway.
That's my Buddha.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
He cute though. Good for him.
So he get bitches too, you know what I'm saying?
He sure do. But
picking battles.
Yeah, picking battles. It also comes with jealousy. Like, do I want to know that my bitches get fucked by their partners? No, I don't. Keep that shit to yourself. I'm like the U.S. military in 2008. Don't ask, don't tell me, nigga.
But, you know, and that works for you. But I also feel like some people need different levels of transparency. You know? Or, you know, because that's how their shit is set up.
Right. But just because you want to know, I'll tell you. But I don't want to know when you do your shit.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Because you can have your preference. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, most definitely.
I feel that at some point, I would like to get to the point of, like, if I'm going on a date with someone new, that I could tell you about it. Like, if I had a good experience or something like that.
I'm good off that. Because I don't have to tell you. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to fucking look at it. Big Cat, I guess you're not truly poly. Well, you fucking got me there, bud. I don't know what to tell you.
Because that's what I'm saying. Because, like, I feel like, let's say I went.
You want me? What, you want me to? Oh, be happy. You fucking somebody else compersion. And smiling about it.
Where's the compersion,
suck
baby?
Suck my dick on compersion. Get a purse.
For the audience, compersion is a term that means like when one of your partners is happy for the joy that you get from another partner.
Okay, keep that joy to yourself. What does that add to me? How is he doing a good job? Look better on me.
But what is that helping me? What does it take away from you?
My fucking knowledge that you're fucking my bitch.
I
don't want to hear it.
I think, like, if you can acknowledge the connection, you know what I'm saying?
What? Bitch, have fun. Live your life. Don't include me in it. If that nigga's crazy, you're on your own.
Okay, but hear me out. Hear me out, right? Mm. Both of your girlfriends, you know what I'm saying, are aware of each other.
Shout out to Foxy. Bye, baby.
Okay, so if both of your girlfriends are aware of each other, right? And then, like, they know of each other, and they know some of, like, the majority of, like, just the things you do. Like, we're not out here exchanging sex notes, you know what I mean? But we know, like, the activities that we do with each other. How come that would bother you to know the same?
Because you want to know. I don't want to know. It's different. All it's right. Preferences. All you right. Don't have to sell me. Hey, so.
Yeah, I was trying to unpack this, but
I took
fair.
This nigga's dick the other day, and my shit's still hurting. And you know what? Because I know I'm petty. I know I'm petty. So I'm going to pick the battle in which I don't want to know this tragedy of what you want to do, what you want to say, whatever. I don't care about it.
If we went to a sip and paint, you'd be like, shut the fuck up. Don't talk about your sip and paint.
I don't give a fuck. First of all, because you're having fun with the other nigga. That's me. Because guess what I'm going to do? I'm petty. I'm going to go on the date with another bitch. Just be like, yes, hey, yes. You know? So let's not boil that shit.
He is this petty. He is this petty.
Like, oh, you went to a sip, a fucking wine, sip, and paint, bitch? We went wine, sip, paint, and parachute.
Yeah, I already knew. I was going to say rock climbing, but you said parachute. I knew you were going somewhere with it.
Skydiving ass shit. We drunk skydiving, nigga. It's illegal in 20 states. But look, we did it, nigga.
And he sure would. Yeah. And then he would send a picture with a cheesy ass grin like
yeah, payback, right?
No, so like really with that Thriller. You know, the Thriller over the shoulder of Michael Jackson. Yeah. That's you.
With the yellow cat eyes.
Yes, that's you. That's you.
Shout out to fucking Patterson crackheads. Them niggas just look like that. Oh, my God.
No, that's called jaundice, baby.
Get them niggas off the street.
Oh, I can't.
And it's a proper housing. New Jersey, you've been failing the homeless for far too long.
He said the unhoused need assistance. Are you a socialist?
I will neither confer nor deny that. But yes. Anyway.
You're a humanist. Got it.
A fucking humanist, bro. What the fuck?
Yeah, human beings. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You got to take care of each other out here.
Human beings out here. Bam, 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 bam.
Shout out to humanity.
Shit. Look, think about it. Imagine you're one day struck. You just fucking stranded somewhere. You got nowhere to go, no fucking phone, whatever. Something bad happened to you. And nobody lends you a fucking hand. Anybody who declined you a little bit of help or guidance or direction, they could suck a fucking dick. Because we're on Team Human.
Yo, we should be all Team Human. People are like, you know.
They're mean. Especially here in the tri-state.
They have their implicit bias. They have the things about you that they assume to be true without even knowing you that makes them treat you a certain way.
Without even knowing.
Like, and they don't even realize that they're doing it. Like,
it be your own people, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said it.
Speak it.
Mm. You know, I got stranded on Penn Station the other day. That's why I brought it up.
Penn Station, Jersey?
In Jersey, okay. Yes. It's the cesspool of whatever the fuck. That's where coronavirus originated. It wasn't a bat. It was
controversial. Fact check.
It was a homeless nigga called Bartholomew. They call him Bat, and then he bit somebody. That's where fucking. That's where coronavirus came from.
Oh, that was a good one. Oh, man. Yo, Batty Bat was out here.
Yeah, he was out here fucking stealing phones and shit. So I got stranded in Penn Station, right? I went to visit. Shout out to Foxy. Red Nutri Rose. Anyway, so I got stranded. And I came back to Penn Station. My phone was dead. For some reason, the Greyhound didn't charge. They didn't have the charging all this working. So, whatever. My point was, like, as soon as I get to the fucking train station or subway station, I'm going to fucking charge my phone because it has to be an outlet. Like, nigga, it's 2020. Like, I would understand if I had candles in the street.
If it was New York, not for nothing. If it was New York, they would have had those, like, you know, those vertical charging stations.
But it's fucking.
They didn't have that?
They didn't even have that. Because guess what? They took that shit down because of, the homeless will steal people's phone when they walk away. First of all,
why are you walking
away?
You fucking. Who the fuck leaves a device and walks away? I'm sorry. This is a public place. It's not safe.
Yeah, I guess tourists. Tourists would, yeah.
So they took away a resource at, you know, a public transportation hub because tourists are dumb?
Yeah, I don't
like,
know.
Like, that doesn't even...
It's whatever.
That but doesn't make sense.
The homeless, they were the problem. Anyway, so I'm looking for one. I'm like, there's not one. I went to McDonald's in the station. I cheated on my diet. Whatever.
Because
I was hungry and
I'm surprised you didn't see outlet. Oh, because McDonald's is closed now.
Yeah,
so you
no. McDonald's, there's no outlet in the whole station.
Bro.
Nick, I saw. I think it was like a homeless convention in town. I saw so many homeless people.
And
they all asked me for spare change and whatnot, bro. They were like geeked out, whatever. This one nigga said, "Yo, you got 25 cents on you?" I said, "No, bro. I'm sorry. I only have." Debit. He said, "Yo, you broke ass nigga." And you know me being funny, I could handle a junkie if he had a knife. I would be fucked.
Yeah, no, you never know. Sometimes there's EDP out here.
I was irritated. It was piss covered, and I'm like, ugh. Nigga, how am I? I don't even have that denomination because my bank account's so big. Shut the fuck up, yo.
Flex on a homeless person. Flex on big.
When they're down, you step on them.
I was kidding.
Damn. I was like, I'm trying to be nice. I said, "No, bro, I don't have that. I'm sorry. All I have is my debit card.
I can't.
Because it's been a long day and I have these random NPCs from video games approach me. Like, you don't know. Like, you don't get that close and they have no mask on."
What?
No mask on.
The fucking audacity. Yeah. No. You already violated right there. You're walking up to me without a protective, like, excuse me?
So by the fifth homeless person that approached me at this McDonald's, if you go to Penn Station, you will be approached by countless homeless people. Please don't be intimidated. The NJ Transit Police are right there. Which is a shout out to them in particular. And also to the female officer who declined me to charge my phone. I don't hope nothing bad happens to you. But I hope you get cheated on in the future. Anyway, so I walk around. And I had a Blue Lives Matter hat on. Because, you know, I used to be law enforcement in the military.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I wear it at night. Because I don't want
to
get fucked. I don't want to get fucked with by the police because I also go on my runs.
It's,
you know?
it's your, hey, I'm one of you guys.
It's your, hey, my nigga, please don't shoot or you're really going to regret it.
Tase me instead.
Not only am I a disabled veteran, I'm a disabled veteran. I'm like a black, I'm like a gay trans black woman in 2019.
Done.
Like I'm the most protected thing ever. Anyway.
You're like, don't violate this shit because the whole nation will come
the
after
The whole
you.
Nation will, like, you don't want it, bitch. Anyway. So, I'm walking around almost 2 hours just, bro, I'm losing my mind. I asked the lady at the kiosk, which I bring back to the point, it be your own fucking people. I see her charging her phone. It's enclosed kiosk for information. I said, "Look, all I need to charge my phone 5 minutes to call Uber and get the fuck out of here,
please." Yeah.
I said it. Like, I was, like, I never felt like
please
I was begging,
help
please.
Me.
She said, no, before I even finish, I walk around some more and I see three cops, black, Italian and the little fucking Spanish bitch, you know, who also it be your own people. They say no. By the way, the lady at the kiosk was black, and I'm also very dark.
Profiling people?
Bitch, I'm just opening my eyes. They're fucking black. and the office.
Said, I'm just saying what the fuck I saw.
Yeah, her name was some shit Spanish. So maybe she might be Polish, but with a name like Hernandez.
I don't know.
It's not Hernandez either. So.
She's Latina.
Yeah, you could put two and two together unless she married somebody and happened to look Latina. I don't know. But I guessed it. It'd be your own people.
Who can say?
Look.
It do be your own people, though.
And
all right, so you walk up to these three cops, eh?
Yeah. And I'm just like, look, I know I don't want to bother nobody. Like, please. Like, I'm not saying I'm one of you, but I need to get the fuck out of here. Like, oh, yeah. You could go across the street and charge your phone at the hotel. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm going to have to walk in Patterson. I knew her in the middle of the night. What a bad leg and a bad attitude. Like, this is not going to go well.
Mm.
And the black officer saying, "What happened to your leg?" I was like, "Military and injury." And he said, "You know what? Come. You're one of us, man. You know,
yeah,
what's your job?" I said, "I was an MP." And then in my head, you know, I was like, why the fuck did it take me to be part of your organization? With the Blue Lives Matter hat on. Shout out to Officer Hooks. That's my nigga forever for that one instance.
You know what it is? It's because in society, you know, the people group in society.
Yeah.
And if you're not a part of their group, you know what I mean? Then they're not going to help you. They don't have a reason to help you because you're an outsider or you're seen, you know, as somebody to defend, you know what I mean? Against.
Yeah. But
so,
since I showed my, hey, little guy, you should be like, whatever, you know, I wanted to ask him. So you only decided to help me because I did what you did, and you see the Blue Lives Matter hat. But I stopped myself because I wasn't about to have a BuzzFeed discussion with the nigga helping me.
Which comes with picking
my fucking battles.
Picking and choosing out here.
Yeah.
He was cherry picking in the best way.
Like, come on, man. And again, shout out Hopper Soul Hooks. I hope you get a promotion and,
maybe whatever. You'll work with him in a couple of years. Cause yeah.
I'm never going to be law enforcement again. No? For what?
For what?
Pa' qué?
I mean, you were selling the dream when you came home the other day. You were like, yeah, and it's only been X, Y, and Z, and he's buying a house.
What? What? I'm happy for the man because he fucking potentially saved my ass from coronavirus.
Okay, now. Because
the first strand, too. That's the homeless one.
Look, I thought you were being, like, inspired. You were like,
inspired by what? To get the fuck out of Newark, yes.
Like, yeah, I can't.
And, you know, niceties come from the people you never expected from.
I feel like.
Yeah.
That's, like, the weird shit, too. Like, I feel like when if I'm ever stuck in New York, that I have, like, more, like, resource just because it's New York and I'm from there.
Yeah.
But the way that Newark Penn Station is set up, it's, like, this hub in the middle of, like, industrial stuff. So there's, like, nothing else there.
Yeah.
You know, so you're, like...
It's factories that make spark. That's it.
For real. You're, like, what is this even in, like, convention centers? And you know how desolate convention centers are right now.
It felt like Fallout 3. Alone. For real.
And you were just waiting for some, like, new zombies to come out from the bush and shit.
Exactly.
And then hopped up on the drugs. Like,
I'd be damn a homeless person be bullying me for my money, though.
Making you, like, no, what they were going to do is they were going to belittle you into giving them money. They were going to make you feel so bad about yourself because they were going to call you broke and shit. And you're going to, you know what? I'm not broke here.
I'm going to flex on you.
Yeah, take my money.
Nigga, take 100. Overdose.
You come back the next day, they all holding vigil with half a candle and shit.
Yeah, you can't. It's a new law. You can't give a homeless person more than $20 or they're going to OD or whatever the fuck they're doing.
Oh, my God. I cannot do it.
Hey, just a reminder before we get off. The average American is only 2 paces away from being homeless. Get your money up. Pick your battles. Save it up.
No, live within your means.
Coronavirus is shutting shit down again.
It's true, but still.
Yeah, knock on wood.
You know, just I would say, like, to piggyback on that is live within your means, because I feel like as Americans, we think that we have to, you know, live at a certain standard and spend a certain amount of money to, you know, be living. But, you know, figure your budget out and what works for you, because, you know, being a person without a home is not comfortable. Like, I know we made a lot of jokes about homelessness and stuff like that, but there's a lot of people going through a lot of things, especially, you know, since COVID happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's sad out here, you know?
It's sad in the world. Sad and cold. And
winter's coming.
The winter. It is.
Winter's coming.
It's cold as fuck. Especially when you're homeless with one sock. Listen, pick and choose your battles wisely. Save your money. It is a fucking pandemic.
Drink your water.
Don't be... It's a financial crisis and you're worried about holding hands? Get the fuck out of here.
Look, man. But that's the thing, though, right? You run out of money, you still got each other.
Get your money up, not your funny up. This was Big Cat.
I'm Dutch of Zane.
You could also follow my other podcast, Sons of Black Philip. We give advice, mainly advice for men and women, if you can receive it. If you like BuzzFeed, I don't think you enjoy it. But hey, I'm here on Crazy Cats. You can follow Dutch of Zane on everywhere. Like, I think she also has a Pornhub. I don't know. I can't confirm her tonight.
No,
just follow Dutch of Zane on every fucking social media account. I think you also have that Chinese-backed website.
I'm done with you.
Yeah. You can follow me. Big Cat is big_cat_fitness on IG.
See all the muscles.
You see all the muscles. We have a Sons of Black Philip page on Facebook. And you can find us on Spotify. Cat, love you.
Oh, and I love you, Vivi.
All right, this was all the time we had. Take care.
Bye.